All right. Rest of this hour is Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've chosen four soundbites from this week's audio. We're going to play them for you, and then you get to decide which one is the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, this is not a contest for which there is a right answer or wrong answer. These four, you can pick from any of these four. We haven't picked it out in advance. We're not asking you to guess which one is the soundbite of the week. We're just asking you to tell us which one you think ought to be the soundbite of the week and why. You can pick it because you like it. You can pick it because it's profound. You can pick it because it's stupid. You can pick it because you find it offensive. There's any number of reasons why you can pick it as a soundbite of the week. We pull them out and play them for you because when we hear them in the course of the Issues Etc. broadcast day, we say to ourselves, that's something that I want to hear again, for whatever reason. Now, you vote by calling 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. We are coming to you live this Friday, October the 3rd. You can also email your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week by emailing us, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Paul McCain. We were having a conversation with him about the Lutheran confessions. And here's something he had to say about why Christians need both to confess the truth and to refute error.
Well, it's been said in the past that a church that cannot curse cannot bless. Sounds like a harsh statement, but when you think about it and think of Holy Scripture, St. Paul says, if anybody preaches a gospel different from the one I have, let him be accursed. Our church must reject error precisely for the sake of affirming the truth of God's love in Jesus Christ for us, keeping that pure, keeping that clear.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Do you think it ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? If so, just give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943, or email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two comes from Craig Parton, a regular guest here on the program. He's talking here about the real reason why Jesus came into the flesh, and when we proclaim Jesus come in the flesh, we better get the real reason and not some reason we think is better than Jesus' reason.
I don't know about you, but if ever God was going to become a man and talk to me on this earth about the issue that is of number one importance to all great writers, philosophers, artists for centuries, it's the issue of our mortality and the riddle of death. I mean, if Jesus would have come to earth and said, I'm God in the flesh, and by the way, the central issue of my entire ministry is not the conquering of death, but it's the conquering of hemorrhoids, I think all of us would say that's a bit disappointing. Doesn't quite reach the level of our fundamental need. And Christianity centers on our fundamental need that we will die as a result of our rebellion, a rebellion even of our internal moral code that none of us can even follow, and that results in our separation from God and eternal death, but that there has been a cosmic invasion, a rescue, a complete answer to this in the perfect life and atoning death of Christ for the sins of the world. I don't know if people don't care for that. I'd like them to suggest what would have been a more central issue for God incarnate to address when he was on this earth.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Do you think it ought to be the soundbite of the week? Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, or email your votes to talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from a regular guest, Colleen Carol Campbell. She's with us every week virtually. This week, she was talking with us about single-issue voters and why the abortion issue, the life issue, is the most important social issue for voters today.
You know, the right to life comes before the right to liberty and the right to pursuit of happiness in our founding documents. We know that the right to life is fundamental to the flourishing of any free society. Without that, the rest of these rights and privileges and goodies that politicians promise us really don't matter much. And we need to remember the courts, especially Roe versus Wade. We're one judge away from overturning Roe versus Wade. This is not the time to retreat and forget about single-issue politics as it's known.
Okay, that's soundbite number three. If you want to vote for it, just give us a call. And you could make it the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. myie, or email us talkback@issuesetc.org. Here comes soundbite number four, and after we play it, it's time for you to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and give us a call and give us your vote for the soundbite of this week. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talkback@issuesetc.org. This is soundbite number four, Dr. Jeff Gibbs, on what he thinks of the term vision in the church.
Well, you know, God is generous. He'll use our feeble efforts. But the point is that when something godly happens, we didn't do it, right? He did it. And we don't always know what his plans are. And so that's why, you've probably heard me say this, I detest the language of for the church of vision, casting a vision, because we can't see anything. Now, I think we should have strategies and plans, but all of our plans are subject to God's control, and he may just take our plans and kick them into the trash bin and have something else in mind. It's always God. And so there's a humility. Energy, work hard, absolutely, but humility. Only God can reign as king in Jesus our Lord, and only he can do it the way he wants to do it.
All right, that's soundbite number four. Do you think that one should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this week? Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org, or give us a call 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. We're going to end a break. This break is a good time to call 1-877-623-MYIE and vote for your pick of Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, or to email us talkback@issuesetc.org, and we'll take your votes that way as well. When we come back, 10 more minutes of Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, then we'll talk movies with Brian Gadawa. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Susan Morrow, Fran Balsner, Wes Neerman, Craig Britton, Jason Hull, Melvin Balzer, Sarah Schmeisser, and Deborah Ullman. Thanks for your support.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the Sponsors section of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
Too Lutheran for a Lutheran radio station. You're listening to Issues Etc.
If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most talk radio shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely upon you to pay for the production, salaries, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a financial gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. That's Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend upon you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
I mean, if Jesus would have come to earth and said a central issue of my entire ministry is not the conquering of death, but it's the conquering of hemorrhoids, I think all of us would say that's a bit disappointing.
We know that the right to life is fundamental to the flourishing of any free society. Without that, the rest of these rights and privileges and goodies that politicians promise us really don't matter much.
I detest the language of, for the church, of vision,
casting a vision, because we can't see anything.
Our church must reject error precisely for the sake of affirming the truth of God's love in Jesus Christ for us, keeping that pure, keeping that clear.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. 10 more minutes. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. You just heard a little piece of each one of them. Now, I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Will it be soundbite number one, Pastor Paul McCain on confessing truth and refuting error? Will it be soundbite number two, Craig Parton on why Jesus came to meet the greatest need we have? Will it be soundbite number three, Colin Carroll Campbell on the life issue as the number one issue of our time? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Jeff Gibbs on the vision thing in church? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Monday on the program, we'll begin a series with Dr. Alvin Schmidt. We'll be talking with him about the five pillars of Islam, and we'll discuss the apology to the Augsburg Confession, the second great work in the Lutheran Confessions, with Pastor Paul McCain. This email comes from Carolyn. She says, I vote for number three. That would be Colin Carroll Campbell. Colin Carroll Campbell, love that alliterative name, she says. Speaking of one-issue voters, I've always been one of them critters, and I think her reasoning for this position was right on. Nothing else can come before life in the listing of our rights. Hey, Carolyn understands. Thank you very much for the email. That's one vote for soundbite number three, Colin Carroll Campbell. Let's see what Scott in Oakwood, Illinois has to say. Scott, welcome to Issues Etc.
Hi, Pastor Wilkin. I'm going to vote for, I believe it was Craig Parton and his comment about why Christ came to earth to do what he was going to do. Definitely, I see a lot of Christians around us looking for Jesus to be, I don't know, a boyfriend, the person to save from hemorrhoids. So many things that make Jesus less than what he was come to be. People are looking to Jesus for a moral example, but as I tell my adult Bible class on Sunday mornings, I turn around and point to the cross and just say, there are no moral lessons to be learned here. He did this for you.
Thank you very much, Scott, and thanks for listening in Oakwood. So that's one vote for Craig Parton on why Jesus came and how we tend to trivialize Jesus if we emphasize something other than the real reason, the heart and center of the reason why Jesus took on human flesh. Thank you very much. Sharon in St. Louis says, I voted for the first soundbite. It's very important to stand up for what is in error as well as what is truth. Well, I think she means to say stand up for the truth and refute error. Thank you very much. That's soundbite number one. It's got a vote two. Let's see. Michael in Millstadt, Illinois says, Dr. Gibbs' statement on vision is so right on. How arrogant of us to think that we can see or know God's plan. I think the Bible says something about God keeping his own counsel. And if he wants us to know something, he'll send it to us by way of his word. So unless your pastor says, if he walks in saying, I got a vision, unless he's got his Bible open and ready to read some of the real vision to you, tell him to keep his opinions to himself. Thank you very much, Michael. That's two votes. That's one vote for soundbite number four. So we got one vote for each of our soundbites this week so far. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's Josh in St. Louis. He says, my vote is for soundbite number one, Reverend Paul McCain. We must reject the false dichotomy of evangelism versus internal purification. We cannot claim a compromised gospel, and we cannot hide the gospel in its purity under a bushel. We reject errors so that we can preach Christ and him crucified. Very well put, Josh. He goes on, he says, some people, especially bureaucrats, will complain when they feel that they're portrayed in a negative light, yet they don't seem to mind when they get the gospel wrong by tolerating errors. Again, well put, Josh, and thanks for your vote for soundbite number one. That gives its two votes. This email comes from Elaine in Canada. She says, I vote for number one, Pastor Paul McCain. He is so right that we must fight to keep our doctrine pure. So many seem to be slipping and sliding into untruths today. That's three votes for soundbite number one. Thank you for listening in Canada, Elaine. Dennis in Michigan registers his vote via email as well. My vote for soundbite this week is for Pastor McCain, soundbite number one. Far too many pastors neglect their call to reject that which is not of Christ and muddle the purity of his word. Fortunately, this problem is found throughout, unfortunately, this problem is found throughout Christianity, including our own synod. If we are to maintain the gospel purity of the truth, we must not only proclaim this gospel boldly, but be willing to reject and condemn that which is clearly not from God. That's four votes for soundbite number one, Pastor Paul McCain. Jen in Virginia says, why, oh, why do you pick so many good ones? Every week it is so hard to vote for just one. It's like picking your favorite Bible verse. It all points to Christ. Can't pick just one. That complaint made. She's got a few emoticons in there, a winky and a smiley. I vote for soundbite number one. I'm glad to hear Paul McCain on your show, and it's so important to remember that we can't adequately say what we do stand for if we can't adequately say what we don't stand for. Wow. That's very well put. They go hand in hand, says Jen in Virginia. That makes five votes for soundbite number one. Mary in Carterville, Illinois. The rest are good, but as the speaker said, life must come first. That's a vote for soundbite number three, Colleen Carroll Campbell. Let's see. Gary in New Jersey says, this is a tough call. My pick is for soundbite number one. Many Christians, even Lutherans, say, don't we all believe the same thing? In fact, I had a Lutheran approach me a couple days ago and say, come on, we really all believe the same thing. We just come out in a different place. How is it that you come out in a different place and believe the same thing? We don't apply that rule to politics. You didn't see either of the presidential candidates looking across the table at each other in their debates saying, hey, we really believe the same things. We just come out in a different place. Gary says, many Christians, even Lutherans, say, don't we all believe the same thing? That is simply not true. There is an incorrect way to speak about God. Luther said something like, a theologian can only be called a proper theologian if he properly speaks of God. Thank you very much, Gary, and thanks for listening in New Jersey. That makes six votes for soundbite number one, Pastor Paul McCain on confessing the truth and refuting error. We still have time. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Do you know that's what a theologian is? Theology is God talking about himself. It's not our talk about God. It's God talking about himself. It's God's word revealing him. So the measure of a good or bad theologian is how well your talk about God conforms to God's talk about himself. Well, with six votes, one vote for each of the others, the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week, soundbite number one, Pastor Paul McCain on why Christians and the church must confess the truth and refute error.
Well, it's been said in the past that a church that cannot curse cannot bless. Sounds like a harsh statement, but when you think about it and think of Holy Scripture, St. Paul says, if anybody preaches a gospel different from the one I have, let him be accursed. Our church must reject error precisely for the sake of affirming the truth of God's love in Jesus Christ for us, keeping that pure, keeping that clear.
All right, that's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week, Pastor Paul McCain. By the way, he's going to be on this next week. We're going to be talking about the Apology to the Augsburg Confession, more affirming of the truth and refuting error. It has to happen all the time. The two go hand in hand. When you go to church this week, this weekend, I want you to think about something. Is your congregation one of the Issues Etc. 300? It can be. You know what the 300 is? The 300 is a group of congregations that have pledged to include Issues Etc. in their mission or advertising budget for the next year. Just putting a line item in their budget of $1,000 in their mission or advertising budget for Issues Etc., and they become one of the Issues Etc. 300. The numbers are growing, by the way, but we're always looking for more congregations to become part of the Issues Etc. 300. To do so, just go to our website, issuesetc.org. There's a sponsors page right there at the top. You can click on that, and there will be a flyer you can hand to your mission or advertising board, to your pastor, to your board of elders, whatever you need to do, and it explains everything that is involved in being part of the Issues Etc. 300. So go to our website tonight, issuesetc.org, click sponsors, and then download that flyer, take it to church, give it to your pastor or your elders or whoever needs to get it so that your congregation can become part of the Issues Etc. 300. When we come back, it's going to be hour two of Issues Etc. Brian Gadawa is going to be our guest. We're going to talk movies with him. A lot of movies come out, right near the weekend. Some of these big ones are going to be opening in a couple of weeks. We'll probably have Christians buzzing before we get to the big buzz of some of those more controversial movies regarding religion. We'll talk about a few that have some interesting value systems in them as well. Brian Gadawa is author of the book Hollywood Worldviews, Watching Films with Wisdom and Discernment. We'll do a movie review with him on the other side of this break. I'm Todd Wilkin. Stay tuned for hour two of Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.